Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Getting ourselves ready for a, it's a postseason. It's kind of exciting. I saw that the, it didn't seem like the ticket prices were that exciting by the fans to get in. It's like $42 to get in, $43.
Yeah, I mean, those are for uppers. Hold on. I'm looking on SeatGeek right now.
Okay.
Oof.
Is oof good or bad? I don't know if that's good or bad.
I mean, cheap.
Okay. Well, it's not good for interest, but that's good for your pocketbooks.
All right. So according to SeatGeek, I'm on the website right now, on the app, I should say. You want to go to the game Saturday night?
No, I got to do post game here.
It was more of a rhetorical question.
Sorry. I thought you were genuinely asking. You're the type of person, by the way, when you ask those questions, usually it's like, oh, I got a couple tickets, or I'll buy you a pair. Let's go do that.
I'm not going Saturday, but like, yeah, I can see where you thought I was asking you to go.
I thought you genuinely, not asking me to go, I thought you genuinely were going to be like, yeah, I'll get you tickets. I got tickets. I have extra. It happens. You've done that before.
I have done that before. Yeah.
I remember one time you used to offer me, it was like every week for like 4 weeks straight, you offered me Browns tickets when in the middle of 1-31. And I kept being like, Dustin, I would rather do anything but go to the Browns game when they're
so would I.
In the 0-60. And that was your response to that. You're like, I'm not trying to do this either.
Well, I had to work. And at the time because I was working for the team, I got tickets.
That was very nice of you.
And I couldn't find anyone to go.
Hey, to be the amount of people that have offered me tickets at this place is very few and far between. So I appreciate it anytime you do.
It's amazing though. Back to this story. So the Cavs versus Magic Saturday night. You can get in the door and go sit in Loudville. Two tickets, $22 each.
$22. Oh, I might go for a quarter at $22. I mean, yeah. I might just pop in for a half and then make my way over here. $22.
They dropped. You saw earlier for 40 something.
Yeah, that was with fees though. So I mean, yours are without fees, it's probably about the same, like 30s, 40s.
That's fair.
High 30s.
All right, hang on.
Let me
check out here. I'm not really gonna check out.
I like how we're like, yeah, the fees are gonna be about like double what the $22 actually is, and no one disputed that because it just is what it
no,
is.
No, I mean, I'm checking right now.
Fees are $12.50. So
lifetime $35 with fees.
Yeah,
that's including fees.
$35 with fees.
That's really good, though.
You're going to the game, you and your girlfriend, you and your wife going to the game for $70 total.
You, your wife, and your girlfriend. All three of you can
take
go.
Them all. I don't know.
make it a good time.
Yeah.
Sugar daddy.
All right, Zach Lowe is going to be more depressing than ticket prices for the Cavs. Zach Lowe, so what I love about this is, and Zach Lowe, obviously on ESPN, he does a podcast, and he's very well known in the basketball community. I like that he's thinking a little big picture here and the ramifications of all this attached to what happens. Here we go.
My first impressions of Cleveland-Orlando are, it's going to be a damn slugfest. Like, two big teams, two defense-first teams, two teams whose offenses have been uneven all season, in the Magic's case for 12 seasons. We have some awesome matchups like Mobley guarding Banchero. Okay, Evan Mobley, like, this is it, man. Time to meet the hype in this matchup. Suggs guarding probably Donovan Mitchell and sometimes Darius Garland. That's going to be awesome. And the Cavs, it's a must-win series. You lose this series, there's going to be changes in the organization.
Absolutely.
That's it, period. Absolutely
must-win. And you don't even get to say that you won a round.
100% agree. And I want to hear from you, 216-474-0092. Do you agree it's a must-win series? Do you agree there'll be changes in the organization if they don't win? This is why Kobe Altman did what he did. Everyone, it feels like they put themselves in a mental pretzel trying to figure out why exactly Kobe Altman wanted the easiest path possible. It's simple. Because that answer from Zach Lowe would have been the same answer if it was the 76ers or if it was the Magic. And now, fortunately, Dustin, we're 48 hours removed from it all, so people have calmed down a little bit. They have the understanding that winning Game 82 meant absolutely nothing, and they're living with the reality. Winning the postseason series is all that matters for Kobe Altman keeping his job. If he wins that series, he can go to his boss and say, we've gotten better with each successive year. We went from a wild card play-in team into a first-round loser and now a first-round winner into round two. Mm. A linear path has been created. You've done it. That's all GMs. It's all team presidents, all they ever try to do. We're just trying to show you how we've gotten better at every stage. Like if your kid gets a C-, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, I guess it's a C-minus student. And then the next year, all of a sudden you get a C+. You're like, all right, we're moving up. And then the next year after that, it's like B-. You're like, oh, my gosh, this kid's trending towards an A, right? This is what we have to think. Doesn't matter to you that your kid cheated off the kid next to you to get the B-. Who cares? They got the B-. And that's what the Cavs are going for right now. You're just trying to go for the linear path, the path that takes you from improvement with each year, and you can sell that to people. And I don't know if Cavs fans are buying that, though. And that's what I want to know from you Cavs fans out there. Are you buying the idea that just because they win in the first round, the organization is going to stay exactly the same and not be moved? Or do you agree with Zach? Lose in the first round, drastic changes across the board, and the people you hear from now in Independence are not going to be there anymore.
I think that's a fact. If they do not win this series against Orlando, there's going to be a lot of change, I believe, in Independence. And if they win, there still could be a lot of change. Because I think it depends on what happens against Boston.
Oh, if you're basing anything off of what happens in Boston, I think you're going to have a real problem if you're Kobe Altman.
Is that a sweep?
It might be. I would bet sweep more than I would bet gentleman sweep. Mm. And I know yesterday we tried coming up with a bourbon named gentleman sweep. So like we're out here trying to push a gentleman sweep. But when Jarrett Greenberg laughs at us, legitimately laughs at us for asking the question about how they would do against Boston.
I think
Boston.
You said no chance.
And then he chuckled.
Zero chance.
He laughed like we were at the ha-ha.
Yeah.
It was insane.
We were at the what? The ha-ha?
The ha-ha hut. It's my go-to fake comedy club.
The ha-ha
for years, I used to name a real comedy club in town. Stop doing that. That's no shade to them. I just stopped giving them free advertisement. Still a good club. I would still go. I still do go.
But the ha-ha hut's difficult to say. You can't just say like the funny bone?
I could say the funny bone, but I feel like
there's funny bone everywhere.
Yeah, but the ha-ha hut, I think, is a funnier thing to say. I think when you hear ha-ha hut, you're like, oh, that's okay. All right. I got it. You say the funny bone, it sounds like I'm actually trying to come up with a real club. I say funny bone, people are like, where's that one at? I haven't been there before. Is that one on every city in America? Where's that one? Say the ha-ha hut, everyone knows it's a fictionalized comedy club. It's not a real one.
Okay.
Now I'm going to look online, and there's got to be like 75 ha-ha huts across the country. It'll be a franchise. I'll have no idea. But the point being, I think Zach Lowe is right, and I think you guys deep down know Zach Lowe is right. Does it bother you that Zach Lowe is right, though? Because I think there's a part of the fan base that is almost asking for something like this, Dustin. You're asking for there to be changes. You don't want to see what you currently saw, not only this year, but what now you're staring into in the postseason. And there's a lot of room for this to change, by the way. You know, if Darius Garland comes out and my galaxy brain idea on Darius Garland comes true, where I believe that Darius has been holding back after, you know, drinking the steak through the blender. He's been holding himself back because he broke his jaw. So the regular season, he's just not going to go as hard. And in the postseason, we're going to see the old version of Darius Garland. If stuff like that happens and you get a lot of these players playing top basketball and they're winning games and you're looking good and you're humming, then I feel like fans will reconsider what Zach Lowe is saying. Okay. But if you lose the way Zach is suggesting, and yeah, I think organizational changes are 100% on the table. 216-474-0092 on Twitter. There you can find us at JP and at Dustin Fox 37.
The ha-ha hut was in Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
Is that where you got it from?
No.
Well, that was before you used it, right?
Yeah.
Just ironic.
Yeah, just, you know, just is what it is.
I'm finding ha-ha huts.
It's just a funny name for a comedy club.
You find any across the country?
I'm finding ha-ha comedy club, and there's also one in Cleveland called the Funny Bone.
See? I couldn't do that.
I told you there's a funny bone everywhere, but
take that one. Yeah, we knew there was a funny bone
It's
here.
Less than a mile away from here.
The funny bone?
Yes.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I don't know, but I mean, okay, I'll take your word for it. Maybe it was previously named that or something. I don't know.
There's one in Columbus.
There's some makeshift clubs. I ever tell you the time I ran into a comedy? It was a comedy event that was in like the bottom of Playhouse Square, like that. Like in Playhouse Square, there's like a basement essentially, and it was like this amateur comedy club event or whatever. I went to it with my wife when we were dating, and it was maybe like date number 4 or 5, and we ran into Lima there by himself. Lima was just out. He's just at this like amateur comedy club. And then like the next week we went to a different comedy club and Lima was also there. And I'm like, I guess we just can't go to comedy clubs because we're just going to run into Anthony Lima every single time we go. It was a complete group of randoms.
Random performers?
And Lima was just, he was just there by himself. We saw him. He said hi and all that. And then he just kind of like a thief in the night. He was just gone. You turn around and Lima's just gone.
That's called the Houdini that Lima and Keith have mastered.
I've perfected it. Yeah, no, it's very good at it.
I remember
it. It was a weird part of the early parts of the relationship I had with my wife. It was running into Lima everywhere. That's all it was. We just, anywhere we went, we just run into Lima.
He was a man of the people before he got the ball and chain.
But he was somehow everywhere while also being nowhere, if that makes any sense. He was everywhere, but he's never, it wasn't like he was with people. He was just there.
Well, that's Lima.
Okay.
And that's why he's miserable these days. Because he used to be everywhere.
Would he just go to places and be like, I'll find people I know, and then he'd be there and find people he knows? Is that how that works?
Yeah, that was pretty much his life.
Okay. 216-474-0092.
And then I'd get the random call at midnight from Lima.
Yeah.
This was back when he was single.
And how would that call go?
Oh, it was entertaining.
Was he okay? Yeah. Was it just him spewing out sports takes? Oh. Or yelling about like how he wasn't as successful as he wanted to be at that point in his life?
I used to get the drunk dials.
Okay. 216-474-0092. Michael,
I wasn't
next.
The only one.
What's up, Michael?
Hey, what happens if Miami handles Boston second year in a row? I think the Cavs match up better with
You know what's
Miami
funny is I haven't even thought about that. That thought has never crossed my mind because I feel like they have no chance.
It hasn't really crossed anyone in basketball's mind, if we're being honest about it.
But you're right. I mean, it could happen.
Everything could happen, but it feels like such a thing with this Boston team that, I mean, they're just so dominant.
I get that too, but it seems like every playoff year, there's always one series, East or West, where something like that happens.
Yeah, I mean it's on the table, it's just a good team.
I mean, it's not like we're talking about the Charlotte Hornets here.
Playoff Jimmy
is a real thing.
It is.
I'm telling you, that dude saves himself for the postseason.
For sure he does. I mean, what gave it away? The fact that he's taking selfies with Camila Cabello when like they're trying to do timeouts. Like he's a ridiculous human.
I love that guy. And I love the fact that he loves tennis. In country music.
Oh, is he a big tennis guy?
I think him and I'd be friends.
You ever hear Jimmy Butler has torn off the rear view mirror on every car he owns?
No, I did not hear.
Because he doesn't want to ever look behind him. He only looks in front of him. A really expensive sports car. There's a profile once in Sports Illustrated about it. Really expensive sports cars. He tears off the rear view mirror on all of them because he only wants to.
Don't use those?
I guess not. I don't know.
Is that a loophole?
He only wants to see in front of himself. Everything's in the future with him.
You sort of need that rearview mirror.
What a weirdo, man. What a weirdo. Jerry up next. What's up, Jerry?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Jerry.
Good man.
I just wanted to say, no matter what happens, unless they could beat the Celtics, and that's not going to happen, they're going to make changes. And it starts with the players. I don't care who comes as coach. I don't think this team could do any better. They're about the fifth or sixth best team in the East. And the way I look at it, it's they got good players, but not all good players can play together. They don't have that kind of team. It's too much conflicting talent, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it doesn't remind you of like, and thank you, Jerry. It doesn't remind you of Denver, where everyone's got a role and everyone understands what their role is. When we watch these games, it feels like any given night, somebody could be the superstar, and that's part of the problem. 216-474-0092. Does what Zach Lowe had to say, does it worry you a little bit when he talks about the fact that if they lose, organizational changes are coming, or is it what you're kind of rooting for? In the back of your mind, are you thinking to yourself, you know what? I don't want them to lose. I want them to win. But if it does go down that way, at least you get something out of it. You'll have that sigh of relief. At least we will have some sweeping changes because we haven't had that, and we need that.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.